You're listening to Vectis Radio, and we've got the very latest addition to the 4Ps training school. And in the studio, we have Faith. Is it Faith Hills?
Yeah, Faith Hills. People always mistake it for Faith Hill, and that just makes me angry.
Well, I'm glad I didn't make you angry. How are you, Faith?
I'm good. Very excited. I've been more happy than usual, I guess.
Good.
I don't know.
And that's all because you've come in to do the, you know, the 4Ps.
Yeah, it is actually. I just haven't been socialising as much recently because I've been homeschooled and that, so I just find it quite exciting meeting new people.
All right, okay. Well, we'll find out a little bit more about you as the weeks go on. But so you're from the island?
Yeah, no, actually I'm not. I don't know why I said I did. For a second I just blanked, but I actually recently moved in the summer. We were from Birmingham. My dad's from London, my mom's from South Africa, but I've lived in Birmingham for most of my life, and it's been quite a move, but I've been really loved it here.
You've loved the island?
Yeah.
What do you like about the island?
Is it much
slower?
It's slower, it's peaceful, and there's stars a lot more at night, and I have a little bit of an obsession with space, so I like seeing the stars and that.
Well, last night it was such a clear night, you'd have seen so many.
Oh yeah, I like going on night walks and things with my sister and that sometimes to look at the stars.
Excellent. So I know what you're going to say, but what kind of hobbies have you got?
Drawing, listening to music and drawing. I'm trying to try different types of art. I've been doing a lot of painting recently as well, because there's a few competitions I'm trying to enter.
I've seen some of your drawings. They're amazing. And I'm not just saying it. They are incredible. And I know that you are the first. We're in the process of sorting out your page on the 4Ps website.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure that you are the first and only student that has drawn themselves. Normally, we just, you know, we say, do you want a picture of yourself? Yeah, that'd be easier than drawing. So we take a picture. But you've actually drawn something. And it does. It looks incredibly like you. The likeness is really, really good. So you're the first that's ever done that.
I feel honoured.
What? There's no payment or anything like that for it. I'm sorry to say. So you're a fabulous artist. What's your favourite? What's your favourite style? What's your favourite?
I'm currently trying to develop my own original illustration style. I like drawing a lot of my own characters that I've created. Like, I drew myself, but that character is like my persona that I put on the internet representing myself, and I like my characters to represent imperfection and celebrating, like, not flaws but not being perfect, because people always think that artwork and people in general have to be pretty, they have to be perfect, but I'm trying to represent that that's not everything, because there is beauty in differences and standing out.
Definitely. Your pictures really stood out. But it was really last week when you showed me one. It was all the other little bits that you kind of... It's a bit like watching an old comedy or an old film that you... The more you watch it, the more you notice other things.
That's what I try to hide. I like to try hiding little details that link to all the different characters and all the different stories I've put behind.
So there was your bed. I think it was a picture of your bedroom.
Yeah.
And on that, there was a picture within the picture of Gotham City.
Yeah.
And there was something else as well that I can't remember. But it was all these little things that were going on. So much detail. It was incredible. Does it take you long?
I lose track of time when I'm drawing, but I do. It does take me a while. It depends what I'm going through when it comes to art. Because sometimes I get art block, which is like a lack of inspiration, and I'm just sitting there and I want to draw, but I just don't know what to do, and I can't, I'm not having the same use of inspiration that I usually do. So when, like, I have a block of inspiration, I get a lot of my inspiration from listening to music,
right?
And I make playlists for all my different characters, and it just puts me in the mood, takes me to a different place, so I can just set myself on, I need to draw.
So the music, then, that leads us nicely onto your other hobby, music. What sort of music do you listen to? Obviously, it depends on the mood, but...
Oh, yeah. I have probably the most strangest taste in music. I mean, people expect me to listen to quite a lot of edgy stuff for my age. There's a few songs I listen to. Like, the biggest artist I listen to is Billie Eilish.
Right.
Because she's just an artist in herself. But then I also listen to some really obscure stuff. Like, some stuff that's, like, really dreamy. My two favourite bands, which aren't very big, is Gorillaz and Glass Animals. They have, like, a fusion of loads of different types of music and genres and that. And they always... Some of it's quite electronic, but then some of it, they use some strange sound effects to create such a dreamy effect, and I really just enjoy listening to that.
So you're talking about the Gorillaz. The
yeah.
Gorillaz, I think, is the guy from Blur. And,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And they are all cartoon characters, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. The artist, can't remember his name, I should have remembered it, but probably one of my biggest inspirations. But I have to correct you, it's not the Gorillaz, it's just Gorillaz. I get so annoyed when people say the Gorillaz, because I'm like, it's just
Gorillaz.
Right, Gorillaz.
Sorry. I'm sorry about that. How annoyed are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm just trying to calm myself. You're safe, you're safe. I'm not going to throw my plush at you or whatever. That's usually what happens.
Anyway, so you identify with Gorillaz.
Yeah,
because I once saw something that when they go, because they have done live stage shows and they hide behind
they
the
have.
Curtain, don't they?
Yeah,
with their characters painted on, and is that something you identify with?
I think there's a whole storyline behind it, and I just love how the artwork in the music relates to the artwork of the characters. Like, they've hidden stuff in the music that relates to the characters, and I really love that, and I really want to create something like that if I can, because I'm trying to... My dad used to be a DJ, and he's trying to teach me some few things about producing music, so I want to relate my characters to music.
What sort of DJ was he? Was he radio? Was he club or what?
Oh, he did some... I think he was club. He did, like... I can't remember now, but...
Do you know what would be really, really good?
Yeah.
If we got him in here and he did a show with you.
That would be cool.
Yeah, should we do that then? Let's get that sorted. And we'll invite him in so he can do the show with you. I mean, we have a number of father and daughters, father and son shows. So, you know, you won't be the first.
Oh, right.
Hang on. Father and daughter. We have a father and daughter show on a Sunday. It's Humpty and Shania. They do the show together. So you won't be the first, but it'd just be really nice to be able to do, you know, your own show with your dad. We'll make it happen.
It does interrupt me a lot, not going to lie.
Well, you could sit this end and control the volume. So if he interrupts you, you just fade.
Switch him off.
That's sorted then. Okay, you're going to come back in a little while. We're going to chat more. We're going to do a lunchtime social discussion-y type thing today with a topic of your choice. And I know Connor wants to talk about clouds. I'm not sure we can get a whole hour out of that.
I don't know. All I know is that I paint clouds every now and then.
Right.
I think in primary school we learnt about them, but apart from that, I don't know anything about clouds.
Okay. Look, I've got to say this. For someone who is home educated, you seem very, you know, because I know we can paint a picture of people you think, oh, they're home educated, they're going to struggle with being in an environment with lots of different people. But you seem to have taken to it like duck to water.
Well, I did used to do a lot of drama, and as soon as I can recognise that that person is not judging me, I can just calm. I'm just instantly calm, because I can tell when somebody's judging me, and I really try my best to be myself, and I think I've gotten a lot better when it comes to talking to new people, because sometimes you just need to ask somebody else about themselves. See, I'm autistic, so people expect me to be bad at small talk and stuff. But I used to be terrible, but I've just been trying my best and being myself, and that's just done a lot for me.
We can't shut you up now. Can we?
I just get into the flow. I get really passionate about things.
Good for you.
Excited.
No, no one gets judged around here. It's everyone gets treated exactly the same. But everyone gets
That's
a nickname.
I like things.
Everyone gets a nickname as well. Have you got a nickname? You two out there, Connor and you, are the only people that have come through the, you know, the four P's without getting a nickname. So maybe
I don't mind a nickname. I mean, you can call me by my persona's name, Lydia or Lyd, but there's another character that calls her Bin Lyd, almost as an insult. Please don't call me that.
Connor, don't call her Bin Lyd. Okay, we'll talk more on that in a little while, and we're gonna play a tune. Do you want to introduce the next track? There it is. There, that one there.
I don't have no idea how to pronounce it. I'm just terrible at reading.
I think it's is it you two? I'm with my glasses
on. Is that
you on.
Two? Oh yeah,
you
I'm,
two.
I'm reading the wrong place.
And ramen is it? And it, I don't know what that says. Do you?
No.
No. Well, it don't matter, does it? I'm sure.
That's what
I'm
I sure, couldn't read.
I'm sure it sounds all right.